Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're on Long Island News Radio. I'm talking to Lenore Paprocki. Is that the way you say it?
Paprocki.
Paprocki. Mm-hmm. Lenore, you got the greatest smile in anybody in hospitality. And
thank you, Ernie.
You're with the Holiday Inn?
The Holiday Inn Express in Stony Brook. That's on Neskonset Highway in Stony Brook. Actually, the very first Holiday Inn Express ever built in all of the Holiday Inn Expresses. That started the brand
now,
back
in
1991.
Now, the owner of that is John Tunis?
That's correct.
Now, did John come up with that concept, or did they? And
no.
Then he just happened to be in the arena.
Okay, so he was actually, from what I understand, of course I didn't know John back then, but how he explains it is, he was looking to put a hotel up, and IHG, which is Intercontinental Hotels Group, who owns the Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express brands, came up with a new concept and said, hey, we've got this brand new thought process, a Holiday Inn Express, where it's considered a limited or select service. It's all about the corporate traveler who likes to come in, doesn't need all the frills and, you know, the fancy stuff. They just want to get a room, get into their room, have free. Back in those days, there was no such thing as free internet. They got free internet. They got their free breakfast,
right.
All inclusive with the rate of the room. And that was a brand new concept.
And anytime I pass there in the morning, I can get free breakfast. Is that right?
For you, Ernie, of course.
I got a little influence, you know what
you
I mean?
You certainly do.
But the concept of what we'd call you can't call it a no frills exactly.
No, it's certainly not anywhere near a no frills. We like to call it select service.
In other words, we don't have the ballroom.
That's right. We don't have it. Well, I still have a big meeting space, though, at my hotel.
A big meeting space.
100 people we can fit, up to 100 people in our largest space. So it's a decent size. But you don't have the full bar. You don't have
the... If I go to the Garden City Hotel, I got ballrooms.
Exactly.
And that costs money.
Of course it does. Sure it does.
Even when it's, it costs money even if you're not putting a staff in there. You got to heat it.
That's right. The building is big.
You got to pay the taxes on a bigger footprint.
That's for sure.
By economizing on the size of the building and using most of your space for all better term, dormitories.
Yes, guest sleeping rooms.
Sleeping rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to deliver a product at a lower price.
That's correct. That's pretty much the mentality. And then other larger chains.
I could work for the company.
You know it already. See, hospitality companies, big ones like Hilton, for an example, right after that.
They have the Hilton Garden. Is that a similar?
Well, actually, the Hampton Inn, which is a Hilton property, is more similar to the Holiday Inn Express thought. But since we're the first Holiday Inn Express ever, there really was a concept but no consistent thought process. So that's why I have a beautiful, large, oversized lobby. When you go to other Holiday Inn Expresses, you're not going to see that. There is more meeting space. Most Holiday Inn Expresses don't have very much meeting space. Maybe they could have one room that can fit 40 people, but not much more than that as a norm.
We're just
a little bit different because we were the first.
Well, I've been in the Hampton hotels, Hampton Inn, not as a guest, but, be invited to a little meeting. And they have rooms that are probably no bigger than this.
It's true, yes. You're lucky if you can fit the 20, 25 people. That's what
right.
they're looking for. Small business meetings is
right.
what they're looking for.
So, if I'm trying to close a deal on a piece of real estate and I need a local place to do it, I might be okay.
You'd be able to do it right in a Hampton. Probably if you were staying at a typical Holiday Inn Express or a Hampton Inn, you'd be able to find a room right there. You could do the same thing by me as well. I have a boardroom. But, we also have the larger meeting spaces for a bigger party, anything.
So, we used to rent space over for our meetings over here at, what is that? It's not a Holiday Inn.
It's a Clarion now. Which one?
The one up by... on the other side of Lakeland Avenue, up that way.
There's a Hilton Garden Inn up there.
Hilton Garden.
That's it. Mm-hmm. There's a Hilton Garden Inn up there.
Now,
beautiful property.
That's a, it's a very nice property. Mm-hmm. We used to be there. they only had one meeting room.
Yes.
And they did something very bad.
Oh, did they? I'm sorry to hear
that.
Yeah,
they.
I always
they
hate to hear bad
me out
stories.
At the last minute because they got somebody gave them more money.
Oh yes, well.
That's.
It, listen, that's it is not, a business. However, that's not the way to do business.
That's cricket.
That's a little bit. Well, I don't like to misspeak on people. So.
But no, but that's why I got out of there. Mm-hmm. Because I said, you can bump me anytime you want. Just give me 3 weeks so I can change the venue.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough. You got to have some sort of time.
But you can't. If I'm having a meeting on a Friday, you can't bump me on a Wednesday.
Not necessarily so, but they do that. So, so you want to know what makes our hotel different?
I know what makes your hotel you.
Well, I appreciate that, Ernie, but no, it's not.
A hotel is a hotel, but if you have
you don't have Lenore there? Oh, well, I appreciate that. We have a beautiful, I told you our lobby is very different. So we have a gorgeous art gallery in our lobby as well. Long Island artists only have an opportunity to show and sell their art in our lobby. It's called the Art Gallery Lobby, something as simple as that. And as the art gallery, the Holiday Inn Express, whenever sales do occur, which we've had a number of them over the years, we get 30%. That 30% is completely donated to Stony Brook Children's Hospital. And as of up until last year, I believe it was
August. You don't take a profit on
it. We don't make any money off of it, exactly. It's just something good for our guests because they get a variety.
It gives you it gives you something to look at as a guest.
Yes.
It has an opportunity to buy if you want to buy.
That's correct, right? They can bring home a Long Island artist, artwork.
Do guests occasionally buy?
Yes. We've actually had a number of pieces that were purchased by people who were traveling from outside the country and decided that, they wanted to take something home.
And I know you do some promotional events in that area.
In that area. As a matter of fact, we do a lot of art gallery receptions, just like as if you were in Soho.
Yeah.
You have to have your art gallery opening, and we do, and we have wine and cheese, and we invite the artist. The artist invite
their friends. I remember going
there
one night, and I was hanging up my coat, and I went into this big closet. And you said, we have Ernie Fazio on in the room. Where are you, Ernie? And I come out and I said, I'm coming out of the closet.
Yes, I remember that.
So
I do remember that. You've also done a number of times you've actually got a chance to sing when I have Johnny Sax playing his saxophone there.
Yeah, that didn't work out real well. musicians are really funny people. They got their way of doing things. And if you can sing with them, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, take a hike,
Yeah, but you can sing with them. You can just pick it up, Ernie.
You see, the thing is, sometimes you especially a jazz musician like Johnny Sax, he does a little riff to something and says, where am I now? unless you're a great musician yourself, you miss it.
You can't follow. I say, yeah.
So,
you held yourself beautifully that night. By the way.
Thank you.
And I've heard you a cappella as well during karaoke and such.
A cappella is very easy.
Really, and I would think that would be most difficult.
A cappella means that you understand the music thoroughly and that you can sing it to the way it should be done. You're not being guided by the music.
I see.
Now, if you're being guided by the music, you better know what the musician's playing. In other words, he can't do any deviations that you're not expecting, because otherwise you won't be right.
Right.
It won't be right.
Right.
But and then you have musicians who know how to work with a singer. They follow.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, you weren't at my holiday party, were
you? I was not. No, I missed that shindig. I am so upset over that.
And I had Peter Greco on the drums. Great. I had I didn't know the keyboard man, but he was very good. And those two guys backed me up, and I sang the national anthem.
Wow. That's a hard song to sing.
I know. I know. Tony Bennett won't even sing it.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Tony Bennett, if he's asked to sing the national anthem, he'll say, I'll sing America the Beautiful, thank you very much.
Right.
And that's what he'll do instead. So I did that, and I did a couple other songs, and they were very good. They were really super.
Well,
and
you're a fantastic singer, I have to say. And I guess with the back mirror music, it's good.
We're going to follow you.
There you go.
And Jimmy Grasek.
They know you.
And Jimmy Grasek is a great violinist, by the way. Do you ever see him?
No, I have not.
I've hired him a number of times. Wow. He can do the same thing.
That's wonderful.
He can do anything. This is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Lenore Papraki, and she is the... what are you? The
Director of Sales.
Director of Sales for the Holiday Inn Express.
Stony Brook.
In Stony Brook. And does a great job, too. So this is 103.9 FM. Thanks for listening. This is Long Island News Radio.